Joining me on the phone is Reverend Dee Lundberg from the United Church of Christ in Casper. The Reverend was quoted in the Casper Star Tribune this morning as saying that if the school board wanted to ban a couple of the controversial books that we're talking about, then they should ban the Bible as well. First, Reverend, welcome to Cowboy State Politics.
Thank you.
I wanted to give you a chance to just clarify your comments. So could you just tell my listeners what you were thinking and, you know, what anything about it?
Sure. yeah, it wasn't a tit-for-tat comparison of the books, for starters. It was the point being made that there are a lot of books that have sensitive material in them that no one would ever consider banning from the library, and I use the Bible as an example of that.
Okay, so I just have one question. There's a lot of things in those books, and I think everybody, if they're honest, they have to admit that there's some pretty graphic stuff in these books that we're talking about. I mean, how is
One of them is a textbook that is akin to the anatomy and physiology text I had in college.
Okay, well, that's okay. So my question is, you know, in your mind, how could you compare even the most graphic portion of the Bible to some of the, I'll just call them sex acts that are graphically depicted in the two books in question?
Well, can I just read something to you then?
Certainly.
And I want you to tell me what you hear. So Lot has received these two men as guests into his home, and the people of the town, the men of the town, want to do them sexual harm. There's no question about that. And Lot protects them. Well, and he says, I beg you, my brothers and sisters, do not act so wickedly. Do not rape these men. Look, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Let me bring them out to you and do with them as you please. Only do nothing to these men. What do you hear in that? Think as if you were a child.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
What do you hear?
Well, obviously, Lot is advocating for the safety of the two men, and he's offering his two daughters in return.
Right. So, to someone that doesn't know much about the Bible, and even when you do, there's no arguing that the message here is that the men should not be raped, but it is acceptable to gang rape the daughters. If that were not in the Bible and that was in another book, would you consider that an acceptable message for a child to read?
I think if
just
it's read
yes
in
no.
context,
just yes or no.
I don't think it's a yes or no answer. Read in context, yes, it is. But I mean, how can you equate that with the depiction of graphic sexual acts that are in those books? I mean, like, an instruction manual on how to complete those acts.
I am not equating them tit for tat. I said that. What I'm equating is there is a lot of sexual content in a lot of books that is very harmful and damaging. And that is one of them. We still have a culture that values men's sexual acts over women's. We are giving a message to young women that it's acceptable for them to be raped.
I don't think that's correct at all. It needs to be read in context.
It is, because I have spent years with youth groups letting them read that for themselves, come to their own conclusion, which is that it's okay. And that's all I'm saying, sir. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think my point is, you know, any fair person can look at the book Gender Queer, and I've read it, and say that there is no comparison to the content of that book, I mean, in its most graphic forms, to the Bible.
There's no comparison in that particular text. But that is not my point. My point is, the comparison is, again, that there is sexually explicit and dangerous content in the Bible, as well as possibly the book Gender Queer. Now, if we want to go on to when Lot is lucky enough to escape with his daughters and mom turns into a pillar of salt and all of that, then we have the story of...
Let me just ask you one... Hold on,
you said you weren't gonna...
Okay, go ahead.
The daughters plot to get Lot drunk, and it's much more specific and graphic, to get their father drunk, have sex with him, so that they will be able to have children. And it does go into some detail. So, I mean, you and I can do this all day. My point was that there is dangerous sexual content in a lot of books, including the Bible. I don't really want the Bible to be banned, but if we're going to start banning every book that has sexually explicit content, which, let's face it, is something we need to prepare our children for. I learned my sex education from Playboys in an alley with my buddies, older brothers, Playboys, and stuff like that. That's no place to learn that stuff.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. Okay, so the first one is, you know, as I said, I've read the book Gender Queer.
Right.
Okay, there's nowhere in the Bible that gives step-by-step instructions on how to perform graphic sexual acts, which, by the way, are not looked very favorably on by the Bible. I mean, I think you and I know that. Second, the passage you mentioned with Lot and his daughters, the end of it, and you just said it, they all escape, okay? But there isn't a graphic depiction of it actually happening. What we're talking about is a graphic novel, if you can even call it a novel, that depicts explicit sexual acts, and then there's drawn pictures of it. So if we're going to say, well, there's dangerous material in the Bible, and, you know, we have to allow that in the library, well, then you need to draw a comparison. Secondly, I mean, you just said that you learned your sex education from Playboy. Well, why is that the public school's responsibility? Why is that not left up to the parents?
Well, it is left up to the parents. And if you read the article, there's an opt-out. And if parents are paying any attention to their children, they have a choice to say, I don't want my child to check out that book. So
yeah, the problem is that it's
good.
Not all good. The problem is that tax dollars paid for it and that it's in the library. And that in that sense, parents really don't have a choice. Yeah, I know the policy says it's opt-in, but I mean, come on.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat what I repeated before. It's not an absolute tit-for-tat comparison. It is the point. Parents are worried that this information is harmful to their children. I am saying that there is stuff within even our sacred texts, let alone books that you and I had never even thought about as we read them, that if we are going to start banning books, we're going to have to ban a lot of books in the effort to not expose children to what we deem harmful information.
Okay,
that is my only point and the only one I am here to clarify.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking the time and letting me visit and do a little fencing with you. I guess we'll see how this whole controversy plays out. And again, Reverend, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You bet.